Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. It is truly a blessing that we are present in the blessed moment with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, we thank God for everyone that is here, and again, we want to just say Happy New Year's to you and your family. Yes, yes, and we are just grateful for God just allowing us to see this day. Yes, this is the day that He has given us. He has presented this to us as a gift, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank Him for His many blessings that He has showered upon us. Yes. We give Him praise. We give Him adoration. Yes. Yeah, we thank God. We thank Him. He is an almighty God. Yes, 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 yes. We praise Him. Matthew 7:7, and it says to us, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. 2017, we are going to knock. The door is going to open. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank Him. Yes, we do. We thank Him. Yes, yes, yes. We thank Him for you. We thank Him for you and you. Yes, we thank God. Hallelujah. We know that we always start off with our water. Go get your water. Water is so important for the body. Yes, yes, yes. We always start off with prayer. We know that there are so many things that are going on with us as citizens of this great country. So many things are going on with us and our families and our homes and our communities. In our own lives, personal lives. And we just want to come right now in the presence of God and call on Him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking You for this opportunity. Thank You, God, for this chance that You have given us. Another chance, oh God, that we can come before Your throne of grace and mercy, Master. Oh, we thank You, God. We thank You, Master, for just allowing us to see this day. Oh, God, we are grateful for the things that are yet to come. We know that You're looking out for us. We know that You're working it out on our behalf. Whatever the situation is, whether it's sickness, oh, God, whether it's lack of food, whether it's lack of job, whether it's lack of money, Master, we are depending on Your provisions, oh, God. We're depending on You. Yeah, Master, You said that if a man don't work, he should not eat. This is what You said, Master. And we're standing on that word today, God, that we know we need to eat. We know we need to have these provisions, oh, God. And so we're seeking You, oh, God, for the funds, for the job, so that we can be about your business. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to grant it to us, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God. And we thank you in advance, oh God, because we're going to consider it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that we love to talk about the name of Jesus. We love to study and learn more about him. And he is just that kind of God that wants us to learn more and more and more about him. Yeah, so we can have a greater relationship with him. Yes, hallelujah. We give him praise today. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. We want to just go quickly into our word. Our word today is the will of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the will. W-I-L-L. The will of God. Yeah, I can recall years ago, I always wanted to know, what was the will of God? What is the will? What does he will for us? What is the will of God? Mm-hmm. And so many times we study the word of God, but we don't know what his will is for us. So we're just going to start off this 2017 with kind of getting an understanding what the will of God is. Mm-hmm. The will of God. Mm-hmm. His will, not our will. We often hear this doing our Father prayer. In Matthew 6:9, we say, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But when we say that, we still don't know what the will is. We often speak about the will of God when we pray. And then sometimes we just speak about it very casually. We'll say, the will of God. Not knowing what the will is. The question is, do we really desire his will to flow in our lives, in our hearts? Do we really, really want to know? We all have wills. We all have choices. But when we grow to the understanding, the importance of having our will intertwined with the Creator's, with his will, then and only then do we have something going on. Do you hear what I'm saying? When your will and his will can intertwine together, glory to God, then you really got something going on. Yeah, because you're walking together. Hallelujah. Look at this. And it says, so having said that, we hope through these teachings on the will of God, it will be made plain that we can see and we can understand through the Holy Spirit the profound will of God. Glory to God. Glory. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about the perfect will. I'm just going to tell you some of the wills we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the perfect will. We're going to talk about the decreed will of God, the perfective will of God, the permissive will of God. Yeah. We're going to talk about these wills that we see all the time. We interact with them. But many times we don't really know just what they really mean. Yeah. The directive will of God. The discerned will of God. Yeah. We want to start talking about the will of God. And we're going to start quickly into the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 11 through 17. And I hope and pray to God that I bring clarity in your heart. I bring clarity in your spirit. That I can bring clarity in your mind and in your understanding of what God is really saying. What he's really saying to us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's go to verse 11. That's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's an able God. He's an able God. And it says here, therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcisions. And it says here, this done in the body of Christ through the hands of men. Uncircumcised. What we're talking about here is the Jews and the Gentiles. And uncircumcised is to remove, not to remove a brick, a rock, or any debris of hate and malice and many, many more from the heart. That is considered uncircumcised. And when we're uncircumcised, we're wretched and we're undone. Are you listening to me? To be circumcised means to be changed, to be forgiven, and to be accepted, and mainly to repent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul shares with the Gentiles about their birth being called uncircumcised by others who say they are circumcised. Sound like division? Yeah. Yes, it does. Let's look at verse 12. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship in Israel, and you were considered a foreigner to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. Notice Paul reminds the Gentiles of their past, of the separation from Christ that took away any form of citizenship with Israel and further away from the covenant of the promise, where hope was not present and God was far, very far off. You didn't even know him. You had no idea who this God was. Are you listening to me? Verse 13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. This. And it says, here we see an induction. An induction has taken, it has taken place. Yeah. A door has been opened for the Gentiles. For the Gentiles to walk in. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. The will of God. The will of God. Verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier, the division, the divided wall of hostility. Are you listening to me? He, God, is our peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's our peace. He's my peace. Yeah. He has brought the two together. Glory to God. He's brought the Gentile and he's brought the Jew. And he has come and he has destroyed, he has torn down the wall. Hallelujah. He's torn down the wall of division, the wall of hate, the wall of hostility. Glory to God. And he's placed it Oh, glory to God. With unity, with love, with compassion. This is our God. Hallelujah. This is His will. This is His will for us. This is His will for you. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and it says, by abolishing in His flesh the law with its commandments and regulations, His purpose was to create in Himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. Do you hear what I said? Can anybody hear what I'm saying today? Can anybody get this word? Can anybody hold fast to the truth? Hallelujah. Can anybody hold fast to the word of God? This is not my word. Yeah, I didn't create this word. This is the word of God. This is the word of truth. Hallelujah. I thank you, Master. Oh, I just give Him praise right now. Hallelujah. Because I was wretched. I was undone. Hallelujah. Tall. And it grabs whole. It grabs whole to what He has created. Hallelujah. Mankind. Yeah. Yes. He draws us together. He teaches us the importance of knowing His will for us. All of us, His will, not our will, making the body of Christ to become one in Him, with no more need to entertain separation, nor to embrace hate and confusion and division. But more than anything, He desires us to embrace oneness. One of many. Oneness. Many of the creations of God. That's who we are. We are many. And we are created in His likeness. We are created in His image. Glory to God. Yeah. His will for you. His will. I'm talking to you who sometimes feel that nobody loves me. Nobody's there for me. I'm all alone. I'm talking to you who think that you're by yourself. Glory to God. Look at verse 16. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He puts to death their hostility. He's going to die. He's going to bury it. The hostility. He's going to bury that hate. Bury that confusion. Bury the malice. Glory to God. Yeah. There were a lot of meanings. There were a lot of meanings to the cross. The place on that old Golgotha Hill where our Savior, where He died. And He lived us. Mm-hmm. Several things took place. Several symbolic things took place at the cross. The death of resurrection, the death of hate, the death of love. The death of hate, but the resurrection of love. Excuse me. The death of division and the resurrection of unity. The death of acquaintances and the resurrection of brothers in Christ. Are you listening to me? The death of a carpenter's son. Hallelujah. But the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is His will for us. His will. Hallelujah. verse 17, and it says, he came and he preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. What is he saying here? What is this? It says here, he came and he preached peace. He preached it to you, and he preached it to you. Yeah. Those of you who were false, and those of you who were right there, those of you who stood right in his presence, he was talking to you. Yeah. Quite simple. Because he was far away. Far away means there was no fellowship. Are you listening to me? There was no fellowship. You didn't even know me. You didn't even know him. This is what he's saying. Yeah. He also came to put on an exhibit to those who were near. Those who claim to be circumcised. This is what he's saying here. You who point fingers. You who feel that you are better than others. Oh, glory to God. He came to show you greater things. Greater things are better than hate and malice and always wanting to be seen and be uppity and feel more than others. Greater things. Things like being humble, humbling yourself. Oh, glory to God. This is what his will is for us. That we be concerned about our sisters and our brothers. Yeah. That we don't turn up our heads, our nose, and think that we're better than somebody else. But that we always ready, always eager to roll up our sleeves and roll up our pants and whatever it is that we have to do to help our sister and our brother. Are you listening to me today? Verse 18. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. One Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Yeah. That comes and it rules and it reigns in our lives. The Holy Spirit that loves every man. Regardless of the color of his skin, regardless of his education, regardless of what he has in the bank, he loves you. Hallelujah. He said that he wished that no man would perish, none, but that every man would come unto repentance. Yeah. Through the one Father that we now have, we both can come together as one in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Yeah. What a mighty God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior. Oh, glory to God. Our El Shaddai. Huh. How great I am. Oh, he's more than enough. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. He thought about us when we weren't even thinking about ourselves, when we didn't even know who we were. We were on his mind. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is his will. This is his desire for us. Those of you who don't know him in the importance of your sins, he desires that you come now while the blood is running warm through your veins, while you're able to understand, while you're able to be of service to him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because he said that greater works will you do. Greater. There is an assignment for you. Yeah. He said, for us to come on out from among them and be circumcised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The will of God is so important that we learn, that we understand that He has a will for us. Just as we as parents have wills and desires for our children, we desire it and we have wills that our children would either prosper, that our children would have good education. That's our will. That's our desire. He has a will for us too. Hallelujah. No greater love. No greater love. Will a man lay down his life? Are you listening to me? Nobody took his life. He laid it down. Hallelujah. He could have came down, but he chose to stay right there. He stayed right there for you, and he stayed right there for me. Yeah. Love. Love caused him to stay, the love that he has for us. Glory to God. That's why we see that in this lesson, on the will, we should learn to be far away from hostility. When anyone comes around us and they're trying to bring us into this hostility spirit and bring us into the spirit of anger and division, we should be able to rise up and recognize who that is, because it's not God. It's not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His will for us is that we love one another. That's His will. That's His desire for us. And as children and daughters of the Most High, that is our assignment. To pass it on. To keep passing it on. To keep talking about it. And mainly to be the example. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this great opportunity that you've given us, Master, that we can come and share, that we can come and speak, and we can come and talk about you. We ask you, oh God, that if anyone desires to have you in their heart, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch them. Touch them, oh God. To bring him into the fold. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. We want to remind you. Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock. Pastor Vivian George. With God's Favorite Ministries. Tune in. And you will be blessed. Yes. The blessing is there. At the same number. That you dialed in. On Sunday evenings with God's Favorite Ministries, Pastor Vivian George. Yeah. And we hope to see you back here on next Friday evening, same time, 7 o'clock, Victorious Living, as we continue to talk about the will of God. Amen. Amen.